or really has particular interest in the sense that you guys were discussing. And I think that that's a road that we don't need to go down, and I don't think anybody in Orange Village intends to go down it for any reason. On the other hand, I do feel a certain amount of concern that we have scheduled meetings every Wednesday for a considerable number of Wednesdays throughout the summer, and I'm not seeing what I think should be the response from the members of the public. I appreciate what Mr. Gottlieb has done in coming. I know Mr. Burns is here professionally. Mr. Gottlieb has a very strong interest in the area, but the room should be filled with people like Mr. Gottlieb who express their opinion to this body, so we have a sense of what exactly are the concerns of the village that need to be protected, the interests of the village that need to be protected. I'm sure that the seven of us can do the job. I've been doing it myself for any number of years now, but the point is that I think that I know the word goes out to the public, and I wish more of the press were here to put out the word similarly, and that is that I think that if these an issue as important as this one is to Orange Village and its residents needs to be commented on by a large number of residents, so we have a much better sense than I have at this moment of what it is there the concerns of the residents really are. I mean, I certainly understand the residents on Waterford Court, but I'd like to see more of them here. Not that they haven't been represented well by Mr. Gottlieb. Certainly if there are others in other parts of the village who have a sense of how this project or this development or this change in the zoning, which is really all we're really concerned about at this moment, will affect the village, then they ought to be here and talk about what their concerns may be. I have expressed a similar opinion many times in the past, because we are often confronted with a relatively empty room here in the council chambers when we meet, albeit on very few meetings have we had to deal with a topic as important as this one. And I just hope that in the next several meetings, including the one next week, which I know will be publicized by the village, more people will come out and express their opinions, not only just yay or nay, but also some of the details that we may not be familiar with because of our places in the village, and it will help us make the right decisions and perhaps include the right restrictions and so on and so forth in the overall plan. So I just hope that, you know, if you know people who are interested in the project and have any opinion, let alone a strong opinion, they should definitely come out and hear what the group has to say. They've been here on a somewhat regular basis, and B, tell us what they're thinking so that we're aware of what process we should go through in order to conclude our thoughts. I'd like to think that by the time this gets on the ballot, if indeed it does, I don't doubt that it'll get on the ballot, but that the decision that's made by the village will be if not a wise one, at least a well-educated one.
Thank you, Mr. Braverman, for your comments. Mrs. Cluder?
Just a comment. Mr. Burns, I know you represent the developer, and I know that you live on Waterford Court. What I found a little bit troublesome just now was when you said, well, Pinecrest could have been developed with more high density. It could have been apartments. It could have been something else. But this was like a good pro. Did I hear you say that or no?
No, I think I may have misspoke. What I was saying is a developer could come to the village with something that was higher density.
And you said apart.
That didn't provide the buffering that's being proposed.
Okay.
And the current zoning doesn't allow for.
No, oh, I know that.
It does allow for development with new homes.
I understand that, and I would just reiterate that we are a referendum community, but everything goes before the mayor. So if the mayor wasn't in favor of a proposed development, it wasn't appealing to her, maybe it wouldn't have even got that far. Not this one, But hypothetically, if it had been another high-density development, you may not necessarily have approved it because it comes to you.
Well, there were a few that just didn't get past me to this level.
Okay,
of
okay. Oh, yeah. I know, because I've been asking you about Pinecrest for the longest time. You know, so I think we have to be really careful at what the inference could be. And I know you're sort of in a little bit of an unenviable position. You're jockeying two sides. But for me, I want to make sure this is the best possible thing that Orange Village can have. And yes, we can't go back and think of semi-rural, which when I moved in, and it was semi-rural, and kids went to Orange schools, and it was wonderful. And this is going to be a shock. It's going to be different. But the traffic, I have to say, just the thought of the traffic is making me recoil. So I hope I'm satisfied hearing everything next week. When the residents come in, hopefully they will. We are going to send out any more flyers or no, Mayor? Are we putting...
No, we did a postcard.
Yeah, I've got it.
News, and the developer is putting out a postcard.
For next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's when they're making a presentation.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you anyway. It's very hard to be up here right now trying to make the best for the future of this community that's going to have a long-range impact, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluter. Mr. Alfred.
I guess I just want to add my concerns a little bit about so many of the open questions that we still have. Traffic, obviously, being one that we've sort of beat up quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and I don't think any of us feel comfortable yet that we have a good feeling about the overall view of how the traffic is going to impact the village. There's still work to be done. I'm hopeful that in the next 3 weeks, I guess, or the time between now and the time we've at least put it upon ourselves to make a vote on this, that we'll have more answers than we have currently about that. But I think it's certainly up to to you, Mr. Burns, and the developer to make sure that we have as much information as we can in a timely fashion so we can feel that we can make an educated recommendation and take an educated position on this.
Comments from the mayor? No? Thank you. Well, I have a few tonight, too. I want to remind all of us up here that what we are voting on is not whether we approve this or disapprove of this, but whether or not we should be putting this to the vote of the public. And in the meantime, our work here, what we're working on, is whether or not we can get this zoning and this development agreement in the best possible way that we see as possible. But that doesn't mean that when we're voting on the 31st that we are voting for the project and endorsing it or not endorsing it. All we're voting on is whether or not this should be submitted to the Board of Elections to be put on the ballot. I think that just thinking that way helps us, hone in on, yes, we're trying to get these documents in the best work possible. Our best concerns are being addressed as best possible. Does it make sense? Our concerns are being addressed. And when we do then vote on it on the 31st, we still have time to decide whether or not this is really the best thing for Orange Village. So we have had many discussions on this board before some of you were here about the, how much people should have a say in some of our business. This is an opportunity for the public to have the final say rather than us. So I also wanted to thank everybody who donated money for flowers for Mary. I got an email today. She received them. Not from her, but from the company. And also something about next week, I think that we'll need somebody to facilitate our professionals a little bit, unless Mr. Lewansky wants to just do the presentation. Great. Well, then I suggest that we sit in the audience. We can ask questions. We can be called upon if you all want to. But I think it sends a better message that this is for our community. And It'll help them pose their information more towards the audience rather than directed towards us, okay?
Ms. Perry, you know I'm not going to be here next week, right?
You will not?
Right. We discussed it a long time.
Okay, great.
Trip plans, see family a couple months ago.
Okay. Then if questions come up, let's make sure we have them for Mr. Hart. For next week, we can also contact you individually, correct? Okay. And you could disseminate information
it's
if we need
after
to.
Next week.
Right. So let's make sure our questions, Mr. Hart.
I guess my reason in saying that is there going to be some type of, obviously it's important because assuming there will be more of the public will be here at this meeting, and I would like to know their opinion. Is there going to be anything that kind of gives a breakdown as to what it is so I can get filled in? I guess I can listen. I'm good. I can listen to the recording. Never mind.
We will record it, and if one of you will ask Mr. Lewanski to have people use the microphones so we can use the recording devices then.
That'd be good. Thank you.
And you're welcome to call and get a recap, too.
I will.
Okay. I think perhaps you still should coordinate. I don't think you should necessarily be in the audience. You need somebody to run the meeting so it won't turn into any kind of a furor, and you're the council president, so I think what better person than you to do it, truthfully. That's my
Okay, thank you. And do we need to call, the roll and everything for that meeting since it's a special meeting, or no?
If you've called a special meeting, you certainly can call the roll and do a Pledge of Allegiance and then sort of
And then we could just step into the audience after that. How's that?
You need to run.
Yeah, because we did call a special meeting.
And then adjourn out of that. Because I assume council would still be participating
sure.
in dialogue as necessary.
As necessary.
So if you weren't going to be talking to each other, there weren't going to be conversation, then no, you wouldn't need that. If you all went to the same place and didn't talk.
You need to run. Otherwise, it would break down.
I think because we may be talking at different times, we will keep the special meeting, and we'll sign whatever forms we need to sign to call the special meeting. And we'll start with our meeting up here, call the roll, do the pledge. We'll go to the audience and turn it over to you all, okay?
Yep.
All right. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn our regular meeting tonight, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Second, Mrs. Kluter. Thank you. Anybody opposed to adjourning? Then let's go. Thank you. Do you need this? Okay, I'm going to. Thank you. I need to see this.
Could it wait?
It's a good question. I'm trying to deal with this. Lisa May, this issue of what is it that we're
in here?
What I'm concerned about, of course, is putting something out there that Biden will remember. There's still all of these
uncertainties.
That's a concern.